From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A McKinleyville man was taken into custody peacefully following a Humboldt County SWAT response. Monday evening, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Emergency Communications Center got a 911 call regarding shots fired into a residence on the 2000 block of Thiel Avenue in McKinleyville. The suspect, later identified as 39-year-old Ryan Shaw, reportedly began shooting toward a neighbor's residence from within his own home. At least one bullet reportedly entered the neighbor's residence. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene and extricated the neighbor to safety. During that time, Shaw continued firing numerous shots from his residence, becoming verbally abusive toward the deputies. Humboldt County SWAT, along with the crisis negotiation team, responded to the scene to talk with Shaw. He continued firing from within his residence for the duration of the incident, just before 8:30 that night. SWAT teams conducted a tactical operation using the office Bearcat armored vehicle to negotiate with Shaw for a peaceful surrender. Deputies were successful with that negotiation. Shaw taken into custody. Eureka PD holding its fourth de-escalation and tactical communication course. 19 officers took part in the most recent training modeled from the Police Executive Research Forum. The 10-hour multifaceted training was led by experienced EPD officers who attended a nationally recognized Train the Trainer course last year, hosted locally by Eureka Police. The training course provides officers the tools, the skills, the options needed to successfully defuse a range of critical incidents. Well, the Red Salmon Complex is 8,024 acres, now 35% contained. The Red and Salmon fires burning in the Trinity Alps Wilderness on the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest. Both are being managed for full suppression. The Red Fire, now 7,257 acres, 19% contained. The Salmon Fire, 767 acres, 89% contained. The Jones Point Fire, 137 acres, 75% contained. Heavy low-level smoke continues to drain into valley bottoms near the area along the Bigfoot Highway, affecting Orleans, Hoopa, and other communities in the region. Murder suspect Ronald Lerrero Jr., accused of stabbing his ex-girlfriend's current boyfriend to death, has agreed to a plea bargain and is scheduled to enter that plea Thursday morning. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Lerrero had been behind bars since January 2018. He allegedly stabbed 34-year-old Vernon James Weatherford in the heart as Weatherford sat in a car with his girlfriend Jackie Carter and her three sons with Lerrero. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.